Hello, and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue the will of God as we begin our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 12, with verses 14 through 17. Strive for peace with everyone, and for that holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one be deprived of the grace of God, that no bitter root spring up and cause trouble, through which many may become defiled, that no one be an immoral or profane person like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. For you know that later, when he wanted to inherit his father's blessing, he was rejected because he found no opportunity to change his mind, even though he sought the blessing with tears. Do you know what it means to sell your birthright? To give up God for something fleeting that once truly perceived will be blown away by the winds of his spirit? Acknowledging them as fleeting, unlike the salvation Jesus won for us when he hung himself on a cross. This is the only concrete desires of substance that one finds is the only way to be satisfied in life. Jesus. Every mistake erased, birthright engaged, offered as the only free divine way to live forever in heaven, where the will of piety rides the crest of love, faith, and hope of his mercy, redeemed. This is the peace that God wants us to strive for in the midst of confusion and calamity. That's calamity. You will find calm by calling on his name, the name of Jesus. Deprive not yourself of the free will he gives you to accomplish more in charity, as the constant connection of living God first. Amen. Join me as I pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others. And whatever confusion that there may be in their lives, may the calm of Jesus come down on them. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 12. It's verses 14 through 17. Three stanza poem ongoing. It's got a one-line ending. It's titled, Everyone Strive to Give Peace. Everyone strive to give peace. Holiness strive. Complete. Lord, see not unless you repeat. God's grace deprived, you will greet. Roots bitter up spring not. Defiled many may never be forgot. Immoral one, none profane, Esau had his shot. Meal single, birthright sold. He didn't stop. Later testimony proves when opportunity did knock, blessings father his he would inherit not. He was rejected while feeling he was on top. Mind change opportunity not found. His forbidden spot. Tears for blessings sought. He, as the birthright, he forgot. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's May 24th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, today I was asked for continued special prayer intentions of the will of God. Family and friends and foes to make decisions in His truth and find an opportunity to continue lifting His grace. Pray for us as we enter this secret, sacred place. My good friend Sean and Marie, God bless you guys. As we close today at 7:11, Universal Utterings. Oh, thank heavens for 7:11 and Universal Utterings each day. Thank you, Lord. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In peace of His name, Jesus.